This week, I'm not going to take part in Rob Little's Got Issues. I'm going to hand over my slot to the voices of ordinary Britons and indeed eminent Britons who will tell you and convince you that there must be a second referendum.
It's just hate. It's a vote for hate. Just hatred. And hate isn't democratic. And that means the vote isn't democratic. And so when they have the vote again, the people who hate aren't allowed to vote.
Well, you know, I do have some experience of constitutional affairs, having served in successive Conservative administrations, with some distinction, though I say so myself. under John Major, of course, and Thatcher, with whom I did not always see eye to eye. What was the question again? Freedom, where's our freedom gone? The thing that they've done is that they've betrayed the kids. And you can't betray the kids. That's why we need a second referendum, and I would say nobody over the age of 40 should be voting in that. They betrayed the kids, and it's the kids who are going to inherit this earth of ours, you know. That's really my point, really. All I've got to say as a musician.
Well, for a start, what am I going to tell the bloody nanny? I mean, awful, awful oiks and chavs, and it's absolutely beyond the pale. Of course we must have a second referendum. And this time I would suggest that we stop the Northerners from voting. I wasn't aware that they were allowed to vote in the first place. Awful people.
The misapprehension I think people have is about these so-called numbers, 52... and 48. They are not themselves real or intrinsic or tangible. Numbers are simply symbols, you see, that we give to quantities of things. They are not themselves quantities. And so there is no one-to-one relationship between the number and the quantity. It is all up here in our minds, and so it could be the case that while some may argue that 52 is a greater quantity than 48, at a deeper structure, it may be that 48 is a greater quantity than 52. You see, the thing about the referendum is that it's not binding. If you look, this is binding. You see? It goes round and round and round and round. That's binding. Referendum wasn't like that. It didn't go round and round and round. Destitution, complete and utter destitution and financial ruination. That's what the vote means for me. See over that hill? I've got 4,000 acres of sugar beet. And you know who's going to pick it? Poles. I tried to give the jobs to English folk, but they wouldn't do it for the wages I were paying. I say wages. I don't actually pay any wages. All the Poles get is the occasional kick up the arse, and they love it. They thank me for it. They go back to Gdansk with a spring in their step. What's happened to the British worker?
Well, the real reason, of course, that we need a second referendum is that the vote has led to the complete destruction of Western civilization, and more crucially than that, of course, the money markets, the finance markets. We will see a recession like you've never seen before, and almost certainly Third World War, which is why, of course, we shouldn't allow people who are ignorant about these things to vote in such referendums. It's people like me. I'm a banker, you see. I'm a banker. So I know all about financial crises. Oh, yes. And we must have a second referendum, and people like me should be deciding, really, what the result must be.
Important thing, perhaps. Perhaps the most important thing is that the referendum must be respected. The views of those people who voted to leave, they must be respected. But almost as important, perhaps more important, is that they should also be ignored. So respected and ignored. Well, you voted Remain. Are you clinically insane? You've trampled on the fragile dreams of youth. You believed the Brexit liars. I'd like to rip your teeth out with a pair of pliers. But before I do, you've got to know the truth. You're a racist. Yeah, you're a racist. You're a racist, and you're old and insane. A racist. Racist! A racist, and I hope you die in pain.
And you can download that now, and it'll be on my new album.